Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 16, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 16. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a deacon in the church in Cenchrea. Welcome her in the Lord as one who is worthy of honor among God's people. Help her in whatever she needs, for she has been helpful to many, and especially to me. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in the ministry of Christ Jesus. In fact, they once risked their lives for me. I am thankful to them, and so are all the Gentile churches. Also give my greetings to the church that meets in their home. Greet my dear friend Epaphras. He was the first person from the province of Asia to become a follower of Christ. Give my greetings to Mary, who has worked so hard for your benefit. Greet Andronicus and Eunia, my fellow Jews, who are in prison with me. They are highly respected among the apostles and became followers of Christ before I did. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, a good man whom Christ approves. And give my greetings to the believers from the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodion, my fellow Jew. Greet the Lord's people from the household of Narcissus. Give my greetings to Tryphena and Tryphosa, the Lord's workers, and to dear Persis, who has worked so hard for the Lord. Greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. Give my greetings to Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters who meet with them. Give my greetings to Philologus, Julia, Nereus and his sister, and to Olympus and all the believers who meet with them. Greet each other with a sacred kiss. All the churches of Christ send you their greetings. Once again, that was Romans chapter 16, verses 1 through 16 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Life is better with friends. Ministry is better with partners. Paul had not visited the church in Rome, so he listed out many of the connections that he had there. Paul is sometimes portrayed as an impersonal apostle, but reading his letters we see a godly man with many loyal friends. Paul served with women and men all around the Mediterranean. One of the best parts of being a Christian is being connected with others. It is so powerful to serve Jesus with others. There is a bond that is deeper than just friendship, knowing that you have made an eternal difference together. If you struggle to make friends, the church is a great place to find new connections. Even those who have social awkwardness can find friends at church. Everyone is welcome. No church is perfect, only Jesus is, but each church can be a place to give and receive grace and forgiveness. There is something powerful that happens when we forgive others. It actually makes a relationship stronger if we can endure. Of course, in a faith community, we will be challenged to grow, encourage others, and live into the calling we have in Christ. Church isn't only a great place to make friends, it is a place where God uses others to grow us. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Have you experienced the bond of serving Jesus alongside others? If you have great Christian friends, how can you thank them for their friendship? If you don't, what is a step you can take today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.